So I'm very pleased to welcome Amy Stroop. Hello.
Hello, hello.
How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be here.
Got some new ink. I like that.
I do. I have a lightning tattoo. I was Amy Winehouse at a party and have all of her tattoos on me right now.
That's commitment to detail, though. And I respect it. It's very method.
Yes.
And I respect that.
Yes.
So you got a show Friday at 3rd and Lindsley. You're playing with Lissy, right?
Yes. I'm so stoked.
And you're doing a few shows with her, aren't you?
Yes. We're doing Atlanta, Louisville, Nashville all this weekend. So.
Okay. Right on. That's a big weekend.
It's going to be fun. I love her voice.
So. Her voice is so different than anything else. I had a chance to interview her at Live on the Green. I loved her stuff. I'd never met her before. Mm-hmm. And she has like a presence about her too. You know what I mean? I'm all about Lissy. That's going to be an awesome show. And you are, you've just released here earlier this year. And I think actually you and I met, I think for the first time at TEDx back in March. And I want to say then you told me you were working on or about to finish the album,
Helen
if I'm not
Memphis.
Mistaken. And now here we are months later, and you know you've put out a really good album, right?
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Helen of Memphis is the name of it, and again, you can get it all your favorite music getting places, right?
Totally. It's everywhere.
You could also probably get it from you Friday at 3rd and Lindsley.
We have vinyl for the first time.
Well, there you go.
In Nashville, yeah.
As I've gotten fond of saying, you could also go to the show and buy it at full price directly from the artist.
Totally.
That might be good, right?
Totally. Best way to get it and support
Absolutely. Well, we're talking about the album. You have a guitar here. Why don't you go ahead and play us a little something? What do you want to do for us?
I want to do it. This is a song. I'm going to do an acoustic version of Go That Far. I wrote it actually with a friend, Adam Zelkin, and we wrote it like right after the mudslides.
Okay.
He lives outside of LA. And so just thinking about all the stuff that's happening, I was, you know, with the fires in Malibu, and I was like, you know what? I'm going to send this out to everybody that is out there on the left coast out there. But it's called Go That Far.
All right. This is Amy Stroop in the 1RPM studio live on Lightning 100.
When what you want feels further than a ghost, a river flows for the chosen. I start a fire to hush the dark. Yeah, go there far. I start a fire to hush the dark. Yeah, go there far for you. Gravity won't hold. The wind won't blow too strong. I start a fire to hush the dark. Yeah, go there far. I start a fire to hush the dark. Yeah, go there far for you. I go that far for you.
All right, Amy Stroop, live at the 1RPM studio on Lightning 100. Give us the name of that one more time, please.
Go That Far, yeah.
And that's on the Hell in a Memphis album.
It's on Hell in Memphis. It's probably the most chill you're going to find on the Hell in a Memphis. The rest is a little bit more, upbeat. Don't want to make anyone sad.
Right, absolutely. There's enough of that going on, right?
There's tons of that, yeah.
So this album, I mean, it's really cool. And one of, if I'm not mistaken, even the title of the album has a personal connection to you, does it not?
It does. So my family, a lot of my family, my mom and dad both are from Memphis. And my grandmother, she passed away about 2 years ago, and she left me her beautiful coat collection. And we did a photo shoot, and we were noticing that all the tags had this Helena Memphis tag in them.
Right.
And did a little research, asked my aunt, you know, what's this Helena Memphis? And it was a store that basically provided all the tailored clothes for women in Memphis. It was actually started by a Holocaust survivor. So,
oh, wow.
So much overcoming and awesomeness. And so, you know, my grandmother loved to party, even though she was super quiet. She's right. Like who you wanted to sit by at the party.
Those are always the ones you got to watch, too, right? You
know, totally.
They never say, oh, he was a loud guy.
No.
You know, yeah.
Her name was Jo, and she was like 5'2", really short, opposite of me, because I'm like 5'8". But she was awesome, and she left me her coats, and so I want people to feel, you know, like she dressed up and went to the party and put on the coats and probably felt fabulous. That's
right.
Kind of how I want people to feel when they listen to this album. So
if I'm listening to the album and I pick up on kind of a theme of confidence and empowerment, I mean, is that a fair thing to say about the album?
I hope so, yes.
Cool.
Totally. That would be what I would want the listener to hear for sure.
That's so cool. This is Amy Stroop live on Lightning 100, hanging out in the 1RPM studio. She's got a show coming up Friday at 3rd and Lindsley, going to be playing with Lissy. you can always whoop-whoop in here. I love that. Not enough people do that.
Hope that wasn't too loud out there.
But no, not at, it's you know what? It's my fault because I've got all the volume over here, so don't worry about it. What is the 200 Women exhibit?
Oh, yeah. I just got back from Munich, Germany, but 200 Women was actually a photography project,
okay.
And they created this book to kind of celebrate 200 women from all over the world. You've definitely heard of some, and then down to maybe no one that you've heard of. That's pretty awesome. And so they heard the guy that was doing the photography, he was editing. He happened upon a song of mine called Redeeming Love, and he was editing all the photos to it. And he started looking me up, and he's like, he emailed us and was like, would you want to be in the book? I've been editing all these photos of these 200 women from all over the world, to, you know, your song. And I said, of course. And so I flew out to LA and got to be a part of this incredible book. But they asked these women the same 5 questions, and so they just published the book, and it's also in art exhibits. It was in New York this summer. It's in Munich right now. It was in Sydney earlier, so it's kind of making a little tour, but definitely an honor to be a part of.
I was gonna say, that looks, and I was getting ready for you to come in here. I was kind of doing some reading, and I looked around about that a little bit. It seems like such a cool thing.
It was such a cool thing. You know, there's so much good going on amidst all the, you know, junk that we see every day in our face. And so it was cool to be a part of a project that was trying to give shout outs to people who are quietly going about their daily lives, just, you know, doing incredible things. So
do you, as an artist, especially, you know, in kind of the times we're living in right now, do you feel kind of like participating in that kind of thing and maybe pushing some of those themes? Is that like a responsibility that an artist has now?
I definitely think so. I think, you know, you saw in the 60s with protest songs,
right.
And I think anytime you see something, I think it's important to say something,
yeah.
You know, if you see injustices, for sure to speak up and not just let them pass by. And so, yeah, I would love for my music to be a part of standing up to all this chaos that's going on.
That is so cool. Where does that come from with you? I mean, is your family like that? Is it just something you've kind of gotten out and picked up yourself? I mean,
you know, probably I talk about in one of the 5 questions, I talk about my dad, and for a little bit of time lived in Florence, Alabama, Muscle Shoals area.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember we were about to move to Abilene, Texas, and we needed to sell our house. And my dad, the richest man in Florence, bought our house with cash. And so that,
okay,
for a kid was like, what? So I went with my dad down to the tallest building in downtown Florence, and he wrote a check, literally, and gave it to my dad. And then we went down the elevator, and on the street was a guy who was homeless, and my dad knew him. And he talked to him the exact same way that he had talked to the richest men in Florence. And so I remember my dad was like, oh, yeah, we deliver meals and wheels to that guy. He's great, blah, blah. And I was just like, I want to be like that. I want to treat everyone the same, you know, no matter what. And so I think seeing my dad and that model for me in different ways definitely influenced me.
There's a saying, and I'm going to butcher it. And if you're calling right now, I'm sorry, we're not going to get to the phone for a minute. there's a saying, and I'm going to ruin it, but it's, you know, you can always tell somebody's character by how they treat people who can't do anything for them.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I think you've just kind of, you encapsulated that right there perfectly.
Yeah.
That's so cool. Amy Stroop, live here on Lightning 100. Is there a point or a moment or an artist, an album, at which point you decide, oh, I've got to make music? Is there kind of that one big inspiration for you, or has it just always been there?
Well, my dad actually in Florence was friends with a lot of songwriters.
Okay.
And I remember this guy named Walt Aldridge. His name is always a small, you know, name under the huge artist that he was writing for. He used to teach me guitar chords, and so every time he taught me a chord, I'd try to, you know, write a song with it. But I remember seeing Patty Griffin open for the Dixie Chicks.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, I was there, fly tour. And I remember going, that's the way to go. How Patty Griffin makes music, writes music, that's definitely, she was a big influence, and Lucinda Williams. And
you could do a lot worse than Patty Griffin and Lucinda Williams.
Yes.
They're both just great. I worked here once before eons ago, and she had that song Wiggly Fingers.
Yep.
And that high note right there at the end of it, right? Well, we had a show, and she was at it and played, and right when she was getting ready to hit that note, which is like the thing I was there to see, like, she's going to do it, power went out in the building.
She still hit it.
She did.
Lights out.
It took a second because, you know, where is everything? And then I actually got to interview her shortly after that, and I told her the story, and she actually sang and hit the high note in studio for me. So that made me very happy. Yeah. She is, you talk about one of a kind.
Yeah.
Absolutely. What is, and you seem like everything, you know, and again, we don't know each other that well, but it seems like a lot of what you do is geared towards creativity and making things and helping people make things. What is Milk Glass Creative?
Yeah, Milk Glass, we've been around, I guess, since 2010 here in Nashville, but we're a small boutique branding studio and love. I think, you know, when I was first starting out, a friend of mine, Mary Hooper, she was doing the album art design for my early records. And I was thinking about signing to a label and really trying not to because I didn't want to be a part of all that, you know,
stuff.
Ho-ha, whatever. I said ho-ha, that's not even a word.
Yeah, it is now. If you put ho-ha. It in a song, it is. There you go.
Totally. But I think a lot of times artists are making great music, especially in cities like Nashville where you can, but it's the so what. So everyone else is too, and it's sometimes hard to be heard. And so we both had a passion for, you know, helping people that maybe couldn't even afford it, like, you know, indie artists, look like they could, look like the record labels. And so Mary Hooper, she helps me, you know, do that. And we have a passion for it. She's designed Chris Stapleton and Little Big Town and a bunch of other people now, but that's how we started, and still, you know, still designing friends, you know, covers for our indie friends as well. So
that's so cool. And you kind of hit on, you know, between just, you know, working here and the work we do, and then I work on our local show Monday night. So I talk to a lot of local musicians and local bands, and it's one of those things where we have, you know, Nashville's gotten to this point now where there's almost this embarrassment of riches.
Mm-hmm.
And your songs may be wonderful, but kind of like you said, I mean, it's not enough anymore.
Yeah.
And that's the harsh reality, you know?
Right.
So, and I always stress, you know, the way things look, and the, you know, even if you can't spend money on something, you can make it look like you did.
Totally.
And please be on time and ready to work.
Totally.
You know? So that's, is there a point in any given day for you where you're not creating something?
I'd probably.
Yeah.
I don't know though.
Yeah.
I love being creative. I love, you know, the whole process of a record, from making it to what it's going to look like to what the videos are going to look like. I love the whole thing. And then also, I'm weird. I like helping other people do the same thing. A lot of artists probably don't, but I'm kind of bent to where if someone's doing something awesome, well, let's tell everybody about it, you know, even if it's not me. So
And that, it's that thing too, you know, I'm a firm believer that nobody gets over on their own.
Yeah,
you know,
you can
be amazing, but I mean, you know, everybody who's ever been anything has had to have one person that one day say, yep, it's your turn.
Yep.
You know, we all need that. Everybody does. That's so cool. Amy Stroop is live here on Lightning 100, hanging out in the 1RPM studio. We're talking about a show that's going to happen Friday at 3rd and Lindsley, along with Lissy. Where'd you shoot the album cover?
We shot the album cover at a friend's house. So her grandmother had this, and our grandmothers were, my grandmother I thought was awesome, and I knew she had the same, like, love for her grandmother. They had this house out in, what is it called? Yeah, Ponte Vedra, like, south of Jacksonville, Florida.
Okay.
And it was built in the 1920s, and this house has not changed. Like, the furniture, the wallpaper, like, they've really made it awesome and cool, but they haven't really changed much. And so,
and you said this is from, it's from the 20s, is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
It was one of the first beach houses, and it's like this, you know, it to me it's a big, but now there's like monsters beside it, but it's, yeah, still hanging out. And she was great, and there was a crew of us that flew down. Brett Warren, he's a photographer here, and Mary Hooper, who we were talking about earlier, and a whole team. We went down and yeah, shot the cover down there.
It's so. it's a very cool. I mean, it's a great sounding album, and it's a cool looking album.
Thank
too.
You.
That's so cool. I'm a fan of, and I talk about this sometimes. I do interviews. I'm a big fan of when people still stop and think that, you know, an album needs a cover.
Yeah.
And an album, you know, maybe should be listened to in, you know, in one sitting, like an actual record, like
totally.
we used to have no choice but to do, frankly,
right.
You know, that is so cool. You want to go ahead? I know we're going to play one. We're going to play one off the record now. We're going to do a song called Made. Is that
yes.
right? Tell us a little bit about that one before we spin it.
So I wrote it with a guy in LA, who I love, Rob Kleiner. We've written together for years. He engineers a lot of Sia's vocals.
Okay.
And so, he's been a friend. We've collaborated a bunch. And so we wrote this for my record, and we just found out it's going to be on J-Lo's movie Second Act coming
right
out
on.
In around Christmas time. So it'll be a Christmas movie. So we were pumped to hear that news. But yeah, it's on Helena Memphis, and I think it's probably be the second single if we did things traditionally, but I don't. So
it's
on Spotify now.
There you go. I like that. Very nice. All right, so we're going to go ahead and check this one out. We're going to play it now, and then when the movie comes out, you can say, oh, that's that song I heard on Lightning 100 when Amy was there with that one guy who wouldn't stop talking about stuff.
Yeah.
So let's check it out now. Here's one from Amy Stroop's album, Helena Memphis. The song is called Made. This is Lightning 100.
Thank you.
All right, that's Amy Stroop on Lightning 100 from the Hell at a Memphis album. That is a song called Made. That's a very cool song called Made. I like that.
Thank you.
That's one of those, if you can hear that song and some part of you didn't stop, like start tapping or moving, there's a chance you might hate music. There, I'm going to say it. It's out there. So Amy is going to be at 3rd and Lindsley coming up this Friday with Lissy. The vinyl of Hell at a Memphis is out and available now, right?
It's out.
So people should
pick one up. That'd be awesome.
Go get one for maybe get 5 or 6. You know, Christmas is coming. Do your Christmas shopping with Amy Stroop vinyl. There we go. I like that.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you. Love Lightning 100.
Thank you so much. That explains the tattoo. I like that.
Yes. Yeah, the lightning.
Absolutely.
If y'all can see it. Yeah, there's a lightning tattoo on my elbow right now.
And that's what we call commitment. And I, for one, appreciate that because I got bills to pay. So there we go. Speaking of which, we're going to do these. Again, Amy, thank you so much for being here. Appreciate it. Looking forward to the show.